Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood unlawfully taking taxpayer funds. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, 37 affiliates of the country's largest abortion organization, Planned Parenthood, has unlawfully applied for and received a total of about $80 million in loans from the Paycheck Protection Program. This is part of the CARES Act, Holly, that was clearly designed for these businesses, including nonprofits that have 500 or less employees. And if you had more than that, you're ineligible. And even though Planned Parenthood, in this case, may have affiliates with less than 500, what they have collectively is about 16,000 employees nationwide. So they're automatically excluded from eligibility. Moreover, you have to sign and affirm that you have no other outside funding sources, that you really need this loan from the Paycheck Protection Program. Otherwise, you know, you're going to, you know, have serious economic problems, that you have no other financial resources. And Planned Parenthood doesn't qualify for that either, because they have about $1.6 billion, with a B, dollars in revenue, according to their latest annual report.
Okay, so Planned Parenthood kills hundreds of thousands of babies every year. They sell their body parts for extreme profit. Of course, a dollar would be too much, but extreme profit. And now they have taken $80 million of taxpayer money away from businesses who desperately need it.
Yeah, and Planned Parenthood abortion clinics in virtually every state, they've been deemed, quote, essential, close quote. So that means that they never had to shut down.
Right,
so they
kept doing abortions.
Even while elective surgeries were prohibited, including heart surgery, cancer surgery, other kinds of surgery, which I never thought was considered elective until this time, they were able to continue doing their abortion and kill children. So in every respect, Planned Parenthood should never be eligible to have gotten this money, $80 million. And so many small businesses needed that money. And when they ultimately got in their application process, they got denied early on. Now, many of them in the second phase were able to get the funding, but Planned Parenthood needs to pay all this back. And all this back has to, all this money has to go back to the Small Business Association. You know, 34 senators and 94 members of Congress sent a letter to the Small Business Administration to request a full investigation and warning that criminal prosecution may be appropriate. In the letter, they stated, these circumstances require a full investigation in order to determine whether there was wrongdoing, and we urge that any such misconduct be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Now, Holly, you also have to sign an affirmation, and this is criminal if you misrepresent it. And it goes back to what I said earlier, that you really have no other source of funding, and that you are in need of these loans for that purpose. Planned Parenthood could not honestly make that affirmation. And so as a result, if they don't give the money back, they can be criminally prosecuted.
I mean, you've got Planned Parenthood of Orange and San Bernardino counties in California received $7.5 million. The affiliate in Washington received $1.3 million. And Southwest and Central Florida received $2 million. Think of all the small businesses that could desperately use that money
to
stay afloat.
Yeah, that's just from three of those affiliates.
That's just three of them.
That's a lot of money, you know. And you have to wonder with the Small Business Administration, was there somebody in the SBA? And there's a lot of people, deep state, in all of these.
Were they not wearing their glasses
agencies,
or something when they were going through
these? But
when
this came through and it's $80 million.
Yeah.
And they're looking, that doesn't sound like a small business. Well, this it's not a small business. We're going to dole out $80 million, and they just write the check and transfer it to their bank account? Well, this is outrageous, and I'm glad that it came to light. And so we have been working on this in our office in Washington, D.C. I mean, if you look, for example, at in 2019, Planned Parenthood refused to comply with President Trump's Protect Life rule, and they officially withdrew from Title 10 family planning programs. Why? Because under the rule, it ensures compliance with the statutory prohibition against using federal funds for programs where abortion is a method of family planning. And it defunded Planned Parenthood by as much as $60 million. Wow. So they said, well, we're not going to give up abortion. And they were allowed to continue getting their Title 10 family planning money, $60 million from the federal government, if they would guarantee they wouldn't be involved in referring to abortion.
And of
they
course,
said no way. So they gave up $60 million, and then they applied for $80 million.
Of course, we experience Planned Parenthood firsthand, representing Sandra Merritt against criminal and civil charges that she has been thrown at, that has been thrown at her for unveiling what Planned Parenthood is really doing, selling these baby body parts, and what their agenda really is.
Well, if you look at the Unplanned movie, and there's a scene in there where the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic is confronting Abby Johnson, who has had a change of heart because she actually saw on the ultrasound an actual abortion taking place when she had to direct the camera for the doctor who was doing the abortion.
A baby on screen fighting for its life.
Baby on screen fighting for its life when it's getting ready to be sucked into that high-powered suction tube. And she was horrified at what she saw. And Planned Parenthood, you remember that scene where it says, you're taking on the biggest corporation in the country, the biggest giant, if you will, in the country. And this lady was trying to intimidate her that they will do anything to ruin you.
Right.
And that's what they've tried to do to Sandra Merritt
right.
and David DeLayton. Because Sandra and David, they did journalistic work like all journalists have done in California, doing undercover investigation. They're clearly permitted to do that under the law because not only did they do research about this activity, not only did they have clear understanding that what Planned Parenthood was doing and these organ procurement companies were doing was illegal, but they also did these in public places so that it wasn't a private conversation.
Right.
So they followed the law and they exposed what Planned Parenthood has been doing, intentionally looking at order forms from these organ procurement companies that they get in the morning, and then they select the babies that are coming in for that day, and they're wanting to say, this one, I'm going to get a heart, lung, liver, whatever it may be, and then they turn around and sell it to the organ procurement company, and those then turn around and sell it for enormous amounts of profit.
Right, and Sandra was brave enough, courageous enough to reveal all this. She's a 66-year-old grandmother. I know, you know, we haven't talked about her in a while, but we've had the civil trial, and now we're preparing for the criminal trial. So this is ongoing, but it has very serious ramifications.
Yeah, it has real serious ramifications. So continue to pray for Sandra Merritt. We've been so involved in the church cases, but other cases have been still going on. They don't stop. And Sandra Merritt is one of those cases. And so we're still fighting on both the civil case in the federal court and the criminal case in the state court. And all of that has been going on during all of this situation with the COVID lockdowns, those overreaching orders from the governor, and also these churches that are the targets of these unconstitutional restrictions. We've been very much involved in that around the country, litigating in multiple places around the nation, and then speaking to literally thousands of pastors and churches and church leaders around the nation regarding how to begin the process of reopening. All of that's been going on, while at the same time,
In addition,
all of our other cases are going on as well, including Sandra Merritt, the battle against Planned Parenthood. It is by far, as we said before in this program, the most expensive case mm-hmm. that we have ever had to defend in our history.
And Planned Parenthood is the one that's doing the illegal actions, but yet they've attacked this grandmother.
They should not get a penny
no.
from the taxpayers, whether it's in a forgivable loan like the PPP or any other kind of taxpayer-funded money. This is an abortion organization that makes its living on the blood of innocent children. And we will continue to fight, and we'll continue to make sure that this money is returned to its proper location and distributed properly. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.